Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Shavuos Daf Chaf. We are holding on Daf Yutas and Beis at the very beginning of the third perek of Misachas Shavuos. Today's year is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bas Simcha, Shalom, and Hashem Shav and Aliyah. And we thank Dr. Lander for continuing to sponsor the Daf Yom Yishir each and every day. What we're going to discuss today is, first, the Mishnah is going to talk about four different types of Shavuos Bitoy, and a Machlokas, whether eating less than a Zayis is included in a violation of a Shavuos Bitoy. Then the Gemara is going to have a stira whether the word Sha'achal means that I will eat or that I won't eat. A stira between our Mishnah and another Mishnah. We're going to have two ways of resolving that stira. Then the Gemara is going to explain what is accomplished when one uses the terminology of Mifta or of Isar. To Machlokas Abaye and Rava, whether Isar is a Hatfasa, meaning that you're being Matfis onto an already existing Shavua, and each one, Abaye and Ravi, each explain their Braisa to be going according to their Shita. Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss what does the Braisa mean when it says that a Shavuos Shav and Shavuos Sheker are Echad Hein. In what way are Shavuos Shav and Shavuos Sheker Echad? In what way are they the same? We're going to have four possible explanations of what that means, and that's already going to bring us into tomorrow's daf. So let's begin. So this Perek is the beginning of the Shavuos part of Shavuos. This is, up until now, it's been about Korban Leviyori, Tumas Mikdash Ukdashav. Now we're going to be talking about oaths, and specifically in this Perek, we're going to talk about Shavuos Bitoy and Shavuos Shav. Shavuos Bitoy, as we know, is to take a Shavua that you're going to do something or not going to do something in the future, or that you did or didn't do something in the past. If one violates a Shavuos Bitoy, b'mezid he gets Malkus, and b'shogeg, it's a Korban Leviyori. Shavuos Shav is that you take a Shavua about something that is impossible. You say that you take a Shavua not to sleep for three straight days, or you take a Shavua about something that's clearly made out of stone, that it's made out of gold, or you take a Shavua to be Mevatel Mitzvah. Someone who takes a Shavua Shav, who violates Shavua Shav, b'mezid is going to be Chayv Malkus. B'shogeg, there is no Karban. Unlike Shavuos Bitoy, where there's Karban Olav Yared, Shavua Shav, there is no Karban if one violates B'shogeg. So says the Mishnah, Shavuos Shtayim Shein Arba. Shavuos Bitoy are Shtayim Shein Arba. There are two examples that are written Beferish in the Torah, but there are four in total together with the ones that the Chachamim darshan as well. Shavua Sha'ochel V'shalo Ochel. Person takes a Shavua that he will eat or that he will not eat. That's Mefurish in the Torah, because the Torah says, O Nefesh Kisi Shava Levate B'sfasayim Lahara Olehetiv. Lahara Olehetiv means a Shavua about the future. Lehetiv, that you're going to eat, meaning that you'll do something that is good for your body. Lahara means that you're not going to eat, that you're going to deprive your body of something. And the truth, and Rashi points out, or it could be anything. It doesn't have to be something that is a hara'a or hatava, that is something that's particularly good for you or not good for you. It could be that I'm going to throw this rock into the water. It's not good for anybody or bad for anybody if you throw that rock into the water, and yet that's still included in lahara or lahatav. It's about any activity that you're going to do in the future. Now, when we say that the example is sha'ochel v'shalo ochel, that you're not going to eat, so the Rosh says obviously means you're koveya an end time to that. That you say shalo ochel hayom, but if you just said lo ochel, that's a shvur shav, because that's an impossibility. A person cannot accept upon themselves to never eat. Or Tosus and Daf Chafei Amidalev says that you're taking a shvur shalo ochel maybe forever, but it's only on this type of food, meaning it has to be somewhat narrowed down. It can't just be shelo ochel, because that would be a shavuos shav. So again, a shavuos bitoy that it says in the Torah are sha'ochel v'shelo ochel. That's la rao lehetiv. Sha'achalti v'shelo achalti. The two additional cases that are not explicit in the Torah are about the past, that I did eat or that I didn't eat. And the Chazal darshan that, we're going to see in about a week from now, from the pasuk, l'kol asher yevatei ha'adam b'shelo Shavua, that that's also included in Shavua's Bitui. Now, once we're on the topic of a Shavua that a person is not going to eat, Shavua Shalo Ochel, if a person takes such a Shavua that he's not going to eat, the Ochel Kol Shu, and he eats even just a Kol Shu, less than a Kazayas, Chayiv, he's going to be Chayiv for violating the Shavua Div Rabbi Akiva. That's Rabbi Akiva Shita. Amru Lola Rabbi Akiva, the Chum said to Rabbi Akiva, Heichon Matzinu Bochel Kol Shu Shu Chayiv, Shezeh Chayiv. Where do we ever find that someone violates an Isra Achila bepachos mikazayis by eating a kol shu, where they're going to be chayiv, that you're then going to say that this, in this case, you're going to be chayiv for violating a shvua by eating a kol shu? By all Isra Achila, there's no chayiv for pachos mikazayis. The definition of Achila min HaTorah is kazayis. And that's why if you eat less than a kazayis, you are pater min HaTorah. The Ran quotes those who showed him that say, and therefore it's even mutal l'chadchila to eat pachos mikazayis when it comes to the shvua, because unlike other isurim in the Torah, where we say chatzi shir aser min haTorah, that's true by other isurim. That's what the Gemara in Yumat Afayin Dalet says. If you hold chatzi shir aser min haTorah, Reish Lakish holds chatzi shir aser midrabban. We hold chatzi shir aser min haTorah. But by a shvua, you're only asering what you aser on yourself, and your kavana was kezayis. When you say achila, you're using the terminology of the Torah of achila, which is kezayis, and you never have kavana for pachos mikezayis. However, the Ran then quotes the Rambam in Perek Dalet Halacha Alv of Hilchos Shavuos. He says, no, it's patterned directly after the Din Min HaTorah. The Din Min HaTorah is that if you eat a kezayis, you're chayiv and onesh. Pachos mikezayis is aser min HaTorah. So we hear also what Rabbi Akiva is saying is that what the Chacham are saying to Rabbi Akiva is that we don't think you should be chayiv for eating pachos mikezayis, but we do think that if you eat pachos mikezayis, it is a violation of your Shavua. It's an iser, just like any other iser achil, just like if you eat a chatzi zayis of nevela. It's a violation of an iser min haTorah, but you're not chayiv. So anyway, so that's what the Chum made the point to Rabbi Akiva, that let this be like every other iser in the Torah. So Amalem Rabbi Akiva says, it's by definition not like every other iser in the Torah. Where do you ever find that you say something and you bring a korban for not living up to what you say? Which you have by a shvua, that for being mevatel your dibur, you bring a korban. So since the issur of a shvua, it's not about the eating, it's about the dibur. So whether you eat a kol shur, whether you eat a kazayis, you violated your dibur. So normally by isurei achila, it's going to be tali and a kazayis, because the issur is about the achila. It's not. So if it were about an issur, so then we'd follow the lashonos of what achila means in the Torah. But over here, it's not about the eating. It's about the dibur itself. So if you eat a kol shu, you're violating your shavua, because when you say lo ochel, you mean that you're not going to eat at all. So that's the way Rashi learns the Mishnah. So when he says v'cheichem nitzin b'medaber, maybe korban, shezem medaber, maybe korban, it's just saying a lashon that matches the lashon that the Chachamim used in their kasha on Rabbi Akiva. But it's not about heichem matzinu. It's about that the shavua is about the dibur, and it's not about the eating. Tosfos, however, on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis has explains this line in the Mishnah differently. That since we find that what Rabbi Akiva is trying to say is that since we find a special chumrah by shavua that we don't find elsewhere, that you're chayev a carbon for a bitul dibur, where we don't find that by other isurim, so we could assume that the person who's taking the shavua is asering, is taking upon himself an additional chumrah that even pachos mikazayis. And that's what it means over here. So the way Rashi learns Rabbi Akiva's response is that the reason you're chayev for pachos mikazayis is because it's not about achila, it's about the dibur. The way Tosus learns is that the reason you're chayev for pachos mikazayis is because we see shavua is so chamur that you're even chayev for dibur. So it's going to be so chamur that you're going to be chayev even for pachos mikazayis. Mishnah LeMelech and Hilchos Shavuos Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph explains what's behind this machlokas tanaim. Right? Simply put, the machlokas tanaim in the Mishnah is: are you chayev for violating your shavua when you eat pachos mikazayis? You took a shavua that you're not going to eat, and you ate pachos mikazayis. Are you chayev for that? So Mishnah LeMelech says that everyone agrees the lashon of achila in the Torah means kazayis. Rabbi Akiva says that since nedarim and shavuos have nothing to do with what it means in the Torah, we're holchan achra lashon b'nei adam, and in lashon Kosher Bnei Adam, Achila includes even Pachos B'Gzayis, so that's why even if you eat a Kol Shehu, you're going to be Chayiv. That's the explanation for Rabbi Akiva. And the Rabbanon hold that it's true that Shavuos and Nedarim, we Hakol Holech Achar Lashon Bnei Adam, and even if the Lashon Bnei Adam is different than Lashon HaTorah, but when a person is assering something on himself, he probably intends to asser based on the Shiurim that are said in the Torah. So that is the Machloka. So now, says the Gemara, Lemeimra de Sha'ochal de Achil Lamashma. Wait just a second. We said that two examples of a Shavua, of a Shavua's bitway that it says in the Torah are Shavua Sha'ochal and Vishalo Ochel. So you mean to tell me Sha'ochal means that you will eat, that you're taking a commitment, a Shavua, to yes eat. Are you sure that that's what Sha'ochal means? Or a Mini, I'll bring you a Stira from somewhere else where Sha'ochal does not mean that. The Girsa that we have in our Gemara later on is we're going to refer to this citation as a Brisa, that what we're quoting to contradict our Mishnah is a Brisa. However, Tosos in Dibra Maschul Ramini says that that's not correct, that it's really not a Brisa because it's a Beferish Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in the Dharm Daf Tazayin Amad Aleph where we're just slightly modifying the words of the Mishnah, because in the Dharm we have Ha Shavua Sha'ochalach, and over here we don't have the word Ha, we just have Shavua Sha'ochalach. And that's the sometimes, says Tosos, the Gemara's Mekatzer Mishnah. We'll take out a word or two and just write it B'Lashon Kitzer, and we'll call it a Brisa, but it's not really a Brisa. It's really that we're quoting that Mishnah. It's interesting, Shita Mukabetzes and Baba Kama quotes a Rush that's Miyashev our Girsa, and he says Brisa means a Mishnah Chitzonis. Brisa means a Mishnah from a different Masechta. That the word Brisa oftentimes doesn't mean something that's outside of the corpus of Mishnayis. It means, because Livra means on the outside, in Milagav, Milavar. The word Livar in Aramaic means something from the outside. So it's okay that our Gemara is going to call it a Brisa, even though it's a Mishnah, because it's a Brisa from a different Masechta. It's a Brisa from Nedarim. But anyway, our Mishnah clearly assumes Sha'ochel means that you're saying a commitment that I will, yes, eat. But yet we have this Mishnah Masechta Nedarim that says as follows, that a person who says one of the following three Lashonos, Shavua lo ochelcha, Shavua she'ochelcha, lo Shavua shelo ochelcha, Aser, in all those cases, he's taking a commitment not to eat something that belongs to somebody else. Shavua lo ochelcha means it's a Shavua on me that I will not eat your food. Second, Shavua she'ochelcha means it should be an Isser Shavua on me. Whatever I eat from you will be an Isser Shavua on me. So he's asering the Meichel with a Shavua, even though that sounds a lot more like a Neder. There's a Machlokas Rishonim whether Shavua is Chal Belosho Neder. This seems to be such an example because it's Shavua is on the Gavra, Neder is on the Chefza. So you're saying whatever I eat from you will be an Isser Shavua. That sounds like it's on the Chefza. So Rabbi Kiveger just points out in the Darim Daf Beis that you see from this Mishnah, like the Shita, that Shavua can be Chal B'Lashon Neder. Because over here it's a Shavua B'Lashon Neder. And then the third example is Lo Shavua Shelo Ochelcha. It should not be an Isser Shavua to me whatever I don't eat from you. But the mashmos is, and whatever I do eat from you will be an Isra of Shua. But you see, Shavua Sha'ochalcha means he's asering himself ba'achila. He's not being machayiv himself to eat, right? That's second of the three examples. If Sha'ochel means that I will yes eat, then shouldn't Shavua Sha'ochelcha mean that he's taking a commitment to eat your food? But it doesn't say that way. It says in the Mishnah that Shavua Sha'ochelcha is that you're assering yourself from eating the other guy's food. So it's a stira between our Mishnah and the Mishnah Maseches Nedarim. So answers Gemara, Amar Abaye li'olam da'achil namashma. Really, Sha'ochelcha means a commitment to yes eat. Like it says in our Mishnah. What are you going to do with the Mishnah in Darim? Lo kasha. Kan b'misavrin b'lechel, kan b'she'en misavrin b'lechel. It all depends on the context in which he said it. In one case, it's where they were asking him to please eat, and another case where they were not asking him to please eat. So masnisin, our Mishnah, is b'she'en misavrin b'lechel. There was no context. No one was telling him, please eat, we want you to eat. He just says a shavua, shavua sha'ochel. So then we take it at face value, that he's taking a commitment to eat. But b'raisa, this is where we're calling it a b'raisa, right? Brisa, the Mishnah Nedarim b'misavrin bo lechol is where we're begging him, please eat. And v'kamar, and he keeps on saying lo achilna, lo achilna. No, I'm not going to eat. I'm not going to eat. No, thank you. No, thank you. Dechika mishtava hachikamar. He wants to get them off his back, so he takes a shavua to that effect. So what he's saying is shavua shlo ochel. When he says lashon shavua, clearly he's in the context of what he's been saying. It's a shavua not to eat. So it all depends on context. That is answer number one to the stira between our Mishnah and the Mishnah Sechs and Zarim. Answer number two, Rav Ashi Amar, Tani Shvua She'i Ochelecha. You have to change the girsa in Maseches Nedarim, that it should not say Shvua She'ochel, because Shvua She'ochel means I will eat, and Nedarim means that I won't eat, so you have to have Shvua She'i Ochelecha. And we're not talking about a case where he says Shvua She'ochelecha, it's just simply not the girsa. So, and the Ran points out, and according to Rav Ashi's answer, context doesn't matter. The words Shvua She'ochelecha always mean a commitment to yes, eat, and even if everything about the context would seem to suggest that he would be that he was about to take a shavua that he won't eat, if he says shavua shochelcha, no, you have to trust his words. His words mean that I will eat. But the case in the Dharma is where he said shavua she'i ochelcha. So, frankly, Gemara, well, if that's what he said, yachi ma'ila meimra, I need a mission to tell me that if a guy takes a shavua that I will not eat, that he means he will not eat, meaning i ochelcha obviously means that he will not eat. So says Gemara, no, ma'al detei melishna di itkilalei. Are you sure he meant I will not eat, or maybe he was stuttering, right? Shavua she'i ochelcha. So maybe he was fumbling on the aleph at the beginning of ochelcha. So it sounded like she'i ochelcha. And kamash milan. Therefore, the brisa comes to tell me that we do not assume that way. We assume he's saying it as a coherent, clear sentence, she'i ochelcha, that he will not eat, and not that it's that he was just stumbling on his words. Why would we assume that he's stuttering, as opposed to just assume that he means what he said? Why would there be such a hava amina? So the Ran in the Dharm writes, because e ochalcha is an unusual phrase to use. There's a good word in Hebrew to say no, and that is lo mitir aleph, lamid aleph, right? So why would he say e ochalcha rather than lo ochalcha? So it must be that there's a hava amina that he might have just been stuttering, stumbling on his words. Now, if he were, then what would the halacha be? Meaning, if he were saying shvur she'i ochelcha, but he didn't mean iochelcha, he was just struggling with the aleph, so the Bir Halacha writes in Simen Reish Samaches, then it would not be a shvua at all. The shvua would not be chal, either because it doesn't count as a dibur, or because it's not a piv velibo shavim. What he's saying is not what he's thinking. What he's thinking is not what he's saying, and therefore the shvua is simply not binding at all. Now, Tosfos raises the question that if we're not sure, was he just struggling with the aleph, or did he really mean shvua she'i ochelcha? There's a simple solution. Why not just ask him? Ask him, what did you mean? So Tosfos suggests two possibilities. Number one is that he said, what did I mean? I meant whatever the words that came out of my mouth are supposed to mean. Whatever the rabbi tells me, it's supposed to mean. I didn't mean anything. I meant I wanted to take a shavua. I was just in the mood for a shavua. So I said these words and whatever they're supposed to mean. Alternatively, Tosfos says that he says, I forgot. I forgot what I meant. I know I was really into it in the moment. You know, I was so committed. I was ready to take a shavua, but I have no idea what it was that I meant at that time. But otherwise, Tosla sounds like you'd have to trust what he means, what he says he meant. If he says that he knows what he meant, then we would follow that. Okay, so now, by Nedarim and Shavuos, we find the Lashon of Mifta and the Lashon of Isar, right? The Torah says, V'mayosi eli'ish nedarei aleha, o miftas vaseha asher asra al nafsha. So, and then the Pasuk says, V'hafer es nidra asher aleha ves miftas vaseha asher asra al nafsha. And in Parshas Vayikra we have, o nefesh kisi shava levate b'svasayim l'ara lehitiv. All right, so you have Lashon of Mifta all over the place. You also have Lashon of Isar, not with a vav, aleph yud samach resh, ish ki yidor neder l'Hashem o yishavah shvua le'asar isar al nafsho, even without the yud, isar al nafsho. And you have other places as well. V'isha ki yidor neder l'Hashem va'asra isar bevesaviyah b'noreha. So those lashonos are not a lashon that are explicit shvua. So what do those lashonos mean? Tan Rabbanan, mifta shvua. Mifta is a lashon of shvua. Isar, shvua. It means a shvua. Isar Isar. So it says Gemara, the Isar of Isar. What is the din of the word Isar? So Ima Tomer Isar Shavua Chayiv. If you're going to say Isar means Shavua, then if you violate it, you're Chayiv. Vim Lav. But if you're not going to say that it's a Shavua, then Pater. So what do you mean? Ima Tomer Isar Shavua? Vahamrit Isar Shavua. Who? This whole thing is some Gumgum. What do you say? We just said that Isar is a Lashon of Shavua. And then the very next line we say, and if you're going to taina that Isar is a Lashon of Shavua, then you're chayiv. We just tied it. We just said explicitly what it is. So how do we read this brisa straight? So two ways to read the brisa. There's Abaye and there's Rava. Amar Abaye Hachi Kamar. So Abaye says, here's how to read the brisa. Mifta Shavua. That a person says, Mifta Kikar Zu Alai, that's a Shavua that he's not going to eat that Kikar. Isar Mitfis B'Shavua. But if a person says, Isar Alai Kikar Zu, it's as if he's taking a Shavua on the Kikar, and then he's taking a shavua on another kikar that harezu kazu. That's what we call hatfasa. That I'm not saying that there's a shavua on kikar beis. I'm saying kikar beis should be like kikar aleph. And I already took a shavua on kikar aleph, and that's what we call hatfasa. That isra of kikar aleph extends to kikar beis, because I'm saying that kikar beis should be exactly like kikar aleph. That's what isar means. Isar means to tie something, to tether something to something else. So that's how Lashon HaFatfasa, that he's being matvis the second one with the first one. So someone who says Isar, even if there weren't two kikaros at all, it was only one kikar, it's as if he was matvis it in another kikar, because that's what the Lashon of Isar means, that it's something that's tied on to something else. In Lashon of Chazal, the word Isar means a prohibition, but like a losa say. But in the Chumash, we don't really find that. We don't find the Lashon of Isar being a prohibition. Sometimes we do find it being a lashon of kshir. Vayasar Yosefus merkavto doesn't mean he prohibited his chariot. It means he tied his chariot to tether something to something else. Tosa says a whole bunch of kashas on Rashi, and Tosa says that Isar that it says in the parasha doesn't mean that a person asserts himself by using the word Isar. It means that the Torah is telling us the inyan of hatfasa, that when a person takes a shvua on one kikar and then he says about the second one hare alai shloach al kikar zu karishona, that's being matvis b'shvua, and that's what we call Isar. So the way Rashi learns the Gemara is that if a man says Isar on this kikar, then we know he's trying to use the Lashon of Hatfasa. The way Tosos learns the Gemara is that the guy's not saying the word Isar. We're just the Gemara is just telling us that there's such a thing called a Hatfasa when it comes to a Shavua. So let's stick with Rashi. So Isar Isar, what is the gedra of the Isar that's chal on a person when he uses the word Isar? Meaning we know Isar alai kikarzu, that you're not allowed to eat it. But what about Malkus? What about a Korban? So says Gemara, imata omer mitvas b'shvua, so that there's what to talk about. If you're going to say that you take a shvua on one kikar, and then you say tiazu kazu, you say that the second one should be like the first one, kimosi shvua mipivdami. Then we view it as if it's an explicit shvua, and therefore, if you eat it, you're going to be chayiv a korban, or you're going to be chayiv malkus if you do it b'mezid, and chayiv. V'imlav, but if someone is not matvis, if we say that someone who's matvis is not kimotzi mipiv, it's not as if you said it explicitly, and it's only a prohibition that you're not allowed to eat it, so then pata, then there's not going to be a carbon and malchus. So the whole issue of is a matvis kimotzi mipiv or not is an issue in the onesh. But as far as the iser, certainly hatfasa from the word isar in the Torah, we see that hatfasa is enough to create the prohibition, but there's two possibilities whether there's going to be an onesh or not. So when we made the mifta shavua, how do I know the lashon of mifta is a shavua? Meaning going on to the lashon of mifta now after we discussed the lashon of isar, tichsiv o nefesh kisi shava. Levate b'svasayim. So it sounds like you take a shvua with levate, with mivta. So isar nami d'chsev kol neder v'chol shvuas isar. But can't you say the same thing about the lashon of isar? Because it says kol shvuas isar. So it sounds like an isar is the shvua itself. It's not a hatfasa on the shvua the way Abaye wanted to say. Elamimai, the Isar mitzvahs b'shvuahu. No, so what's the source that Isar is a lashon of hatfasa, that you're latching on, you're tethering yourself to another existing shvua? Dichsiv o asra Isar al nafsha b'shvuah. Sounds like that you were matfis with something that was an already existing shvua. So miftanami, but then by the same token, I could say about mifta. Haksiv l'chalashar yivatei adam b'shvuah. So shouldn't that tell me that mifta is also a lashon of hatfasa? Meaning we're challenging Abai. If you're going to tell me Isar means that you're tethering whatever you're saying now to an existing shvua, you could say that mifta is, by the same token, mifta is also tethering whatever you're saying now to the same shvua. Elo amar Abai, so Abai rather says, mifta shvua mehacha. How do I know mifta means a shvua? From the following pasuk. V'mayos yel li'ishun nadareh aleo o miftas vaseh asher asra al nafsha. V'ilu shvua lo kamar. Notice that pasuk doesn't say the word shvua at all. It doesn't say asher asra al nafsha b'shvua. B'may asra atzma. So where's the iser? B'mifta. It's with the word mifta. So you see that mifta is a lashon shvua in its own right. It's not about tethering anything to anything else. So that is Abaye's approach, that the lashon of isar means a lashon of tethering something to something else. And when the Brisa said mifta shvua, isar shvua, we're saying that isar is the type of shvua is where you're tethering something to a shvua. And when we say yimatomer isar shvua chayivim lav pater, we were saying that if you're going to tell me that an isar is kemotzi shvua mipivdami, that a hatfasa is kemotzi shvua mipivdami, then the onesh is going to be malchus and the karban. And if not, then the onesh won't be malchus and the karban. Rava Amar, Rava says, I have an entirely different interpretation. The olma emlach mitzvus b'shvua lav kemotzi shvua mipivdami. I'll tell you that if you're matzvus a shvua, you tether a shvua to something else, that is not like taking an actual shvua. There is no suffix in the brisa. The brisa wasn't hemming and hawing about that. That if yes, if no, v'achi kamar. This is what the brisa means. Mifta shvua. Isernami shvua. They're both a direct lashon of shvua. Nothing about tethering. Isare di isar. When the brisa says isur isur imata omer, it means the isur of isar that we just said is a shvua. It's not always going to be true. Hitilu akasuv be neder l'shvua, because it's the Torah itself puts the lashon of isar in between a neder and a shvua, and therefore sometimes it's a shvua, but it's not always a shvua. How if a person says Isar Kikar Zu Alai, which is Lashon of Neder, so then Neder, then it takes on the status of a Neder, and therefore if you violated your Chayv Karbonol of Yored, B'Lashon Shvua, but if he says Isar Shalo Ochal Kikar Zu, not Kikar Zu Alai, not that it's about the Chefza, but it's about Shalo Ochal, that I will not eat it, it's about the Gavra, then Shvua, then it is a Lashon of Shvua, and if he violates that, he's going to be Chayv Karbonol of Yored, and that's what the brisa means. Imat omer isar shvua chayiv im lav pater. If you say an isar b'lashon shvua, you're chayiv a karbon because it is a shvua. But if you don't say it b'lashon shvua, you only say it b'lashon neder, you're pater from a karbon because it's a neder, not a shvua. You're not chayiv a karbon for a neder. Heichanitilu, where do we see that the Torah uses this term isar somewhere in between shvua and neder so that it can go in either direction? Pasuk says vim beis isha nedara o asra isar al nafsha bishavua. So it says nedara and then asra isar al nafsha and then bishavua. So you see neder shavua, and right in between them is isar. Vazul tamayim and Abayi and Rava are l'shitasam the itmar, because we have the following teaching. Matfis b'shvua, if a person takes a neder on a particular kikar, and then he says about a second one, that this one should be like the first one, Abayi yomer kamotzi shvua mipivdami. Abayi says he's chayv on the second one as if he took a direct shvua on the second one. V'rav amar lav kamotzi shvua mipivdami. Then no, the shvua is not going to be chal on the second one, and therefore Rava has to explain the b'risa, the shita so, that it's not about hatfasa, because Rava holds that hatfasa doesn't work. The shita of the Rambam is that in general, when you have machlokes Abayi and Rava, you pass like Rava. So if hatfasa doesn't work on a shvua, it should be that it's totally not binding. So the Rambam shita is that you put it from malchus and from a karban, but it's still going to be an iser. Lav kamotzi shvua mipivdami, according to the way the Rambam understands it, means that it doesn't have the full force of a shvua, but it's enough to create a prohibition. It's just not enough to generate an onesh. The Ramban disagrees, and he holds it's zero. Lav kamotzi shvua mipivdami means it's as if you didn't say anything. So it doesn't even generate an iser. So now the Gemara challenges Rava. Meisvei ezu isar ha'amur b'Torah. The Brisa says, what is the isar that it says in the Torah where one violates le'yachal dvaro ha'omer harei alai shalo ochel basar v'shalo eshte yayin. The guy takes it upon himself. He's not going to eat meat. He's not going to drink wine. Ki yom she'mespo aviv, ki yom she'mespo ploni, like on the day that his father died, or like on the anniversary of the day that somebody else died, or ki yom she'nereg bo gedaliya ben achikam, or like on the anniversary of the day that gedaliya ben achikam died, or ki yom she'ra Yerushalayim b'chorbana, or like the day he saw Yerushalayim in its destroyed state. So usher, he's not allowed to eat meat and drink wine. Va'amar Shmuel, and Shmuel says, v'hu she'nidar uba me'osayom. That's assuming that he was mekabel prior to that, not to eat meat on the yard site, on his father's yard site, or on the day of the Ploni died, or on the day that Gedaliah ben Achikam was killed, or on the day that he saw Yerushalayim Burchabana. And now he's saying that I'm not going to eat meat, I'm not going to drink wine on this day, just like I don't eat meat and drink wine on that day. Meaning, he's being matfis in the Nisr Neder of that day. And the Brisa says, that's the Lashon of Isar, that's below Yechel Dvaro, that violates Yechel Dvaro. So apparently, see, being matfis ben Neder is a violation of Bal Yochel, meaning it has a status of a Neder. So how can you, Rava, tell me that there's no such thing as hatfasa? Here you have beferish in the Brisa that's what Isar means. Now there's no such thing that Isar is not a lashon of hatfasa. Here you have beferish in the Brisa that Isar is a lashon of hatfasa. So the Bishlam Abaye mid matfis b'neder neder matfis b'shvua shvua. According to Abaye, the Brisa is explicit that there's hatfasa b'neder, and therefore it makes sense that Isar is going to be hatfasa b'shvua. El Rava Kasha, but since Rava holds matfis b'shvua is not a shvua, so matfis b'neder should not be a neder either. So it's a stira from the Brisa. So what are we going to do about that? So Rav would say, Tritzve Imahachi. You could be Mitarit the Brisa in the following way, that the Tana is not talking about the Isar that it says in the Pasuk, and it's not talking about being Matfis in Neder, it's talking about the Iker Neder. And it's you're only going to be Chayiv the Neder if you say the Neder, and then you're Tola it on another Neder. Meaning that's the Chiddush over here, that the violation of a Neder, of an Iker Neder, is to be Tola on another Neder. Ezu Isar Neder Amar B'Torah. The word Isar probably doesn't belong. A lot of the Rishonim take it out because we're saying that this is not about Isar. What the Brisa is telling us is about just Nedarim in general. That what is a general violation of Nedarim? Homer Arei Alai Shlo Achal Basur Shlo Ashti Yayin Kiyom Shemes Ba'aviv Kiyom Shenareg Ba'ploni. So it's not a Hatfasa B'Neder. It's the Iker Neder. He's saying Harei Alai that I'm not going to eat. Va'amra Shmuel V'hu Shenidar Ba Me'os Hayom. But that only works if he already has a neder on the other day. My time, well, why does he have to have a neder on the day of the yard site or the day of whatever? The Amar Kra, Ish ki yidor neder l'Hashem, achi yidor bidavar anidor. That you have to be taking a neder on an existing neder. But if you are totally your neder, the point is that if you're totally your neder on something that's already an iser, and something that's not an existing neder, then it would not be chal as a neder. So it says Mark, Yom Shemes Bav of Pshita. It's Pasha that if you're totally your neder on a yard site day or on any other day, the neder is going to be chal. What's the chiddush of saying Yom Shemes Bo Aviv? So says Mar, no, there's no chiddush in Yom Shemes Bo Aviv. Ki Yom Shenereg Bo Gedaliya Ben Achikam Tzrichalei. The Tanas teach me a chiddush that even though you need to be noder bedavar anidar, that you need to connect your neder to another day which is only asur to you midin neder, that it works to say Ki Yom Shemes Gedaliya Ben Achikam. Because Salkadai Dechamina, Kivan Dechilo Nadar, Nami Asur, you're not allowed to eat on some Gedaliya anyway. It's already a fast day. So that's not something that's asur b'lo shen neder. Ki nadar nami lo avya le iser. Therefore, your hatfasa to that, you're connecting, not hatfasa, but your neder that connects to Gedaliah to the davra nidor, it should not be considered a davra nidor. It should be considered a davra aser. Vaylav mitfas b'nederu. So you're not really being matfas b'neder. So kamash b'lon, therefore it's telling us that it is considered to be matfas b'neder. It's considered davra nidor. It's not considered davra ha'aser. Even though there's such a day called Tzom Gedaliah. Now the Rishonim asked the obvious kasha. The Havamin is better than the Maskana, meaning it's asr to eat on some Gedalia. So why is it that that's called a Davar Anidar and not a Davar Asr? So Tosus writes that since the Isr of Achil but some Gedalia is only Midrabanan, the Isr Neder, which is Minatara, could be Chal on it. Rashi says the Isr Achila on that day, even if it were an Isr Minatara, it would be Chal Midin Neder, because Nedar Mar Chal on Dvar Mitzvah. mitzvah kedvar rishus, meaning we don't say ein nisr chal lisr, because the neder is nisr chefza, and it could be chal to be mosif on nisr gavra. That's what Rashi learns. But okay, vam Rabbi Yochanan savala lahadurava that va'af Rabbi Yochanan savala lahadurava. Rabbi Yochanan agrees with Rava that the lashon of isar that you say lashon shvua is a shvua. D'chi asa Ravin Amar Rabbi Yochanan, because Ravin said in the name Rabbi Yochanan, Mifta lo achalcha, Isa lo achalcha, Shavua. That you see that Isa lo achalcha, that when you say Isa, Belashon Shavua, could be a Shavua, right? That was Rava. Rava said, if you say Belashon Shavua, it's a Shavua. If you say Belashon Neder, it's a Neder. But it's never about a Hatfasa. Just parenthetically, there is a discussion in Poskim when you're writing a get, and the person says his name is Gedalia, do you write it as Gedaliahu, or do you write it as Gedalia? So normally we look in Tanakh to see how it's spelled in Tanakh. Happens to be spelled both ways in Tanakh. Major discussion in the poskim what to do. One of the rayas is from the Gemara, that the Gemara says Kiyom Shemesbo Gedalia ben Achikam. So you see that he was called, at least in the times of the Gemara, Gedalia and not Gedaliahu. So that's a major discussion in poskim if someone has that name. Okay, so now the Gemara discusses something new. Kiyasa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came to Bavel, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he could report in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, ochel v'lo ochel. If a person takes a shvua that he will eat, or a shvua that he will not eat, sheker. If he then violates that shvua, it's a shvua sheker. V'asarase mehacha, and the asar in the Torah is from the following pasuk, v'lo sishavu b'shmi l'shaker. Achalti v'lo achalti. If a person takes a shvua that he did eat, or that he didn't eat, so shav. If it's not true, that's a shvua shav. If it's about the past, it's a shvua shav. V'asarase mehacha, l'lo sisa shem ha-shem l'kecha l'shav. Konamos over b'lo yachal dvarav. A neder is a violation of lo yachal dvarav. We're just attaching a pasuk to each of the categories. But what we're saying, what Rabbi Yochanan is saying, is anything about the future that you're not going to live up to is sheker. Anything about the past is shav. So says Mar, really? Meisvei, shav v'sheker echad hein. But we have a brisa that says shav and sheker are the same thing. So what does it mean, the same thing? My love, mid shav l'shavar. Doesn't that mean just like shav is about the past, av sheker nami l'shavar, that sheker also is about the past? Alma achalti v'lo achalti shekeru. So doesn't that tell me that achalti and lo achalti, even about the past, is sheker and it's not shav? So your suggestion is incorrect. So it says, no, midiriya hakadisa v'hakadisa. Shvur sheker is about the future. Shvur shav is about the past. Umay davar echad ein. What do we mean when we said that they're davar echad, that shvur sheker and shvur shav are davar echad? A second interpretation. Dibe diborecha nemru, that they were said in the same dibor from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kedetanya, we have such an example. The Brisa teaches us, zachar v'shamor b'diborecha nemru. In the first set of Aseret Dibros that we have in Parshas Yisrael, it says, zachar siyom ha-shabes kacho. In Parshas Veschanon, it's shamar siyom ha-shabes kacho. So we darshan that they were said in one voice to Moshe Rabbeinu from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mashein yochal apel ledaber, mashein ozen yochal l'shmoa, that a human mouth cannot speak such things where he's saying two things mamish at the same time, nor can human ear hear both things, and Moshe was only able to hear it b'derech neis, because they both came out at the same time. So says Gemara, well, bishlam ha'hasam b'diborecha namru, I get it about zachar v'shamar, that's b'diborechad, k'di ravad barava, dam ravad barava, nashim chayvus b'kiddush yom dvar Torah, ravad barava derives from there, that women are chayv in kiddush midar raisa, dam kra zachar v'shamar, kol sheyeshem b'shmiri yeshem b'zchira. The fact that it says zachar and shamar, they were both b'diborechad, teaches me that we're makish one to the other, even though they don't appear in the same pasuk. That anyone who's chayiv in shmira Shabbos, which means lamatas malachas of Shabbos, is also chayiv in zechira Shabbos, which means kiddush. Tosus points out, why don't you say the other way around? That anyone who's not chayiv in zechira Shabbos, because it's mitzvah shazman grama, like women should also not be chayiv in shmira Shabbos. So he says, whenever you could say a hakish lukula luchuma, luchuma makshinim v'lo lukula, so that's why we assume the chayiv in kiddush. Vahani nashi, and since women hold this nu b'shmira, the chayiv in all the los essays in the Torah, including shmira Shabbos, is through Nami Bizchira, so they're also chayv in Zchira Shabbos. But over here by Shavua, what do you mean Shavua Sheker and Shav are the same? What halacha comes out from it being B'dibur Echad? Ela, a third possibility of what it means. K'shem Shalok al Shav, Kach Lok Nami al Sheker. Just like one gets Malkus for Shav, he gets Malkus for Sheker. Says Mark, Klap Elaya. What do you mean? It's the other way around. It's more obvious that you get Malkus for Sheker because that involves a Maisa. Ela, Eim, K'shem Shalok al Sheker, Kach Lok Nami al Shav. Okay, so say it the other way around. Says Mark, but it's obvious that you get Malkus for a Shua Shav, because because it says in the pasuk, "Ki lo yinaka Hashem," that Hashem will not cleanse you from your sin, which makes it sound like but Beis Din will. So ma'ad detema k'tam le'Rav Papa la'Abaye. I might think like Rav Papa says to Abaye in tomorrow's daf that Hashem is not going to cleanse you, but Beis Din will cleanse you by giving you malchus. So lo yinaka klal, but b'pshuto it sounds like neither Hashem nor Beis Din will be menaka you. So kamash mulan. Therefore, it has to tell me kiddushani le. Like Abaye answers to Rav Papa that Beis Din can give you malchus. V'ibayisema, fourth and final possibility, k'shem shemevi korban al sheker, kach mevi korban al shav. Rabbi Kivi d'mechayv l'shavar kila haba. Shav sheker echadein means that you chayv a korban for both of them, and we're assuming like the sheet of Rabbi Kiva. Meisvei ezi yishva shav, nishba l'shano shva sheker, nishba l'hachlif. Nishba l'hachlif means that you're switching what the truth is. Ema nishba umachlif. No, it means that you're nishba to do something and then you don't do it, or you're nishba not to do and then you do, and then you go ahead and you do it. Okay, Bezhashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Ki Asa Ravin. Everyone have a great day.